The U.S. military says it has test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile from a base in California. Air Force has said in a statement that the test sent a message to the world about Washington's nuclear capabilities. According to the statement, the test missile is capable of, quote, striking anywhere in the world with extreme precision. U.S. military has about 450 intercontinental ballistic missiles at bases in California, North Dakota, and Montana. Washington has conducted multiple missile tests over the years, most recently in September of 2014. Now, the missiles are primarily designed for nuclear weapons delivery. They have a minimum range of over 5,500 kilometers. Now we're joined out of Ontario by Mr. Edward Corrigan, international and human rights lawyer. Now, Mr. Corrigan, the U.S. preaches and pushes for disarmament worldwide and then turns around to flex its nuclear might. Can you help us see the rationale here?
Well, of course, it is hypocritical. The United States wants to show the world, and particularly Russia, that it still has nuclear deterrent. They want to shore up support from its allies in Europe, the confrontation over the Ukraine with Russia and the involvement of NATO. And of course, it sends a mixed message that here the Americans saying we have nuclear weapons. It's an exclusive club. Israel has an estimated 100 to 200 weapons, which the Pentagon has actually just recently confirmed. Yet Iran is not supposed to have nuclear weapons and is supposed to sign an agreement with the U.S. that they will not pursue nuclear weapons. And there's no evidence, in fact, that Iran has pursued nuclear weapons. So it's sending a mixed message. Right? The primary message is to Russia. But the Russians, of course, have 5,000 nuclear missiles of their own. And, you know, the United States and Russia can probably destroy the world, you know, 10 or 20 times over between them. And that's not, you know, something that most people would look forward to. And of course, it means probably end of life as we know it on the planet, if there ever was a nuclear confrontation between Russia and the United States. But also, I think it's important to note that the United States is trying to modernize its nuclear weapons force. And they're spending, you know, billions and billions of dollars on doing this. So a few people are going to make an awful lot of money. And of course, the American taxpayer is going to be socked with the bill. And of course, they're keeping money for the military when they're not putting it into infrastructure, education, healthcare, and all these other things. And of course, they're running a huge deficit. So it's a very, you know, strange game that the Americans are playing. And of course, I think in the end, it actually would be destructive and hurt the American economy. And these are weapons that essentially can't be used unless you want to destroy the planet. So it's a political posturing.
And Mr. Corrigan, aside from Russia, who else do you think, what other players do you believe that these tests are aimed at intimidating?
Well, they're aimed at intimidating Iran, but of course it also sends a message that if you don't have nuclear weapons, maybe you should get them, which of course Pakistan and other countries have pursued that policy when some of their neighbors get nuclear weapons. And of course, you know, Iran is surrounded by, you know, powers that have nuclear weapons. So, but it is sending a strong message to both the NATO allies and to the Russians. But of course, the Russians right now are doing massive military games, which is sending a message to the European Union, the United States, and of course, the Ukraine. And the Americans are bringing more troops closer and closer to the Russian border. And they're shipping, you know, huge amounts of war material into the Ukraine and, of course, tanks, which is going to escalate the situation when certainly Europe doesn't want to see another repeat of World War I or World War II with all the destruction. And, you know, the Americans don't seem to be concerned if Europe is destroyed, Ukraine is destroyed, and Russia is destroyed, as long as they can stay out of it somehow.
This all begs the question that who in today's world is really unaware that Washington sits on the biggest nuclear arsenal globally, and how responsible is it of Washington to make such a showcase of its capabilities?
Well, it's posturing. It's for the, you know, American public. It's for the world community, various levels. And as I said, some people are going to make you know, obscene amounts of money out of this, and other people, of course, are going to have to pay for it without getting maybe any direct benefit. It's posturing. I suspect that the Russians will probably test nuclear weapons. Of course, North Korea also has built nuclear weapons and tested them. So there's, you know, it's dangerous brinkmanship, and it's something that is ultimately destructive and doesn't really serve, I think, purposes of peace in the world. And as I said, these weapons are just so destructive that you can't use them. The Americans have 450 intercontinental ballistic missiles. They probably have, you know, their MIRVs. They've got multiple warheads. So there's a huge strike force there. But they also have many nuclear missiles on submarines, the aircraft carriers, and, you know, they're stationed even around the world in various places. But, you know, we should be talking peace. We should be, you know, having some confidence building to get away from brinkmanship that's occurring in Europe and elsewhere, in Ukraine in particular. And we need to, I think, start looking at things from a sane, rational point of view, as opposed to the brinkmanship and, you know, the threat of World War III that some people seem to be pushing for without maybe fully understanding the consequences.
Right. It just seems like we're backsliding quite a bit after decades of trying to disarm nuclear world. Okay, thank you there, sir, for your input. Mr. Edward Corrigan from Ontario, international and human rights attorney, joining us on the show.